Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1573, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Passed right on down the stairway that lead to the first floor, and I did not see the girl again. Just as the girl left the office floor, I saw Mr. Dot Frank in the outer room of his office, and saw him disappear into his private office, where I could not and did not see him again. In about 5 minutes after the girl referred to left the factory, my mother came down the stairs, and she and I at once left the factory. When I reached the bottom of the stairs, Lemmy Quinn was going up the stairs very fast, and I said, "Howdy," to Mr. Dot Quinn, and Mr. Dot Quinn nodded but did not speak. I and my mother then went to Alverson's store to use their phone and to call Mr. W.B. Newcomb, who works at the Swift Soap Works, which was then between 25 and 30 minutes after 12 o'clock noon when I reached the store. The reason for knowing that it was about that time being because the Swift Soap Works do not permit their employees to use the phone after 12:30 o'clock, and I know that I was just in time because I had only a moment or two to talk to Mr. Dot Newcomb. When I entered the pencil factory that day, Jim Conley was sitting on a box between the stairway and the elevator on the first floor. I would not have noticed Conley, but for the fact that he made a noise with his foot against the box upon which he was sitting, which attracted my attention and caused me to look up and see him. I have made an affidavit to which Dorsey and Mr. Dot Dorsey had treated me improperly and had abused me and cut me off my story and interrupted me continuously. I would have told him exactly the same state of facts that I have outlined and described in this affidavit. I wanted to tell Mr. Dot Dorsey all I knew that might throw light on the investigation that he was conducting, but Mr. Dot Dorsey wanted to get from me evidence of conditions that were not the facts, on account of which I got mad with Mr. Dot Dorsey and his methods. It was very evident that Mr. Dot Dorsey became angry with me, the result being that he took only a short affidavit from me, and Mr. Dot Dorsey had me so confused at the time that I cannot at this time recall just what Mr. Dot Dorsey put in the affidavit which he took from me, and I left his office and have not seen him since. Mrs. May Barrett sworn for the movant. I have read the affidavit of my daughter, Mrs. Dot Maud Bailey, sworn to and subscribed before J.O. Knight, a notary public for Fulton County.